Welcome to another deep dive. And before we get started, just want to give a quick shout out to SafeServer, experts in digital transformation and hosting. They can actually even help you host the software we're diving into today. You can check them out at www.safeserver.de. All right, so in this deep dive, we're going to be taking a look at Etherpad. And I got to tell you, it's one of those tools that can seriously change the way you collaborate. Imagine, you know, you're working on a project with a team, but instead of, you know, going back and forth with drafts and emails and all that, you're all editing the same document at the same time, seeing each other's changes as they happen.
Yeah, that's the magic of real-time collaboration. And Etherpad makes it incredibly easy. And it goes beyond, you know, just simple document editing. Like, think about brainstorming sessions where everyone can just throw in their ideas simultaneously, no matter where they are.
So for our listener who might be, you know, hearing about this for the first time, what exactly is Etherpad?
So Etherpad is an open source online editor that's built specifically for real-time collaboration. And what makes it so powerful is that it's very flexible. You can customize it with plugins, all sorts of plugins, and it's available in over 100 languages. So it's accessible to really a global audience.
Oh, that's impressive. But let's get practical. Why should our listener, you know, care about Etherpad? What are the like real-world benefits they might see?
Well, think about how much time you spend emailing document drafts back and forth, or waiting for feedback, or trying to consolidate different versions of a document. Etherpad just eliminates all that friction. It streamlines your workflow, whether you're working on a press release, or planning a project with a team, or even just jotting down ideas with, you know, a group of friends.
You mentioned it can handle, you know, a lot of users at once. Like, how many are we talking about here?
Etherpad can handle thousands of simultaneous users on a single instance. So that means you can have massive teams working together without any lag or performance issues.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
It sounds like it would be perfect for, you know, large conferences or online workshops where you need everybody to be able to participate all at once, right?
Absolutely. And it gets even better. You can also import and export data in various formats. So let's say you're taking notes in Etherpad during a brainstorming session. You can then very easily just transfer those notes into a project management tool or any other application that you use.
Now, I noticed in the documentation that Etherpad has this thing called a well-documented API. What does that mean for our listener, and why should they care about that?
That's a great question. An API, or application programming interface, essentially allows developers to connect Etherpad to other applications. So you can integrate it with your existing workflows and create really powerful custom solutions. You could connect Etherpad to your CRM system so that notes from a sales call are automatically added to a client's record.
Oh, so it's more than just a standalone editor. It's like it can become the central hub for collaboration across all these different platforms and tools. I'm already starting to see how this could be a game changer, I think, for businesses and organizations.
Yeah.
But can individuals use this too?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Anyone can use Etherpad. There are public instances that are available. You can try them out immediately, and we'll be sure to include links in the show notes. But what's really interesting is that you can also host your own Etherpad instance.
Wait, you can host it yourself? That sounds a bit technical.
It might sound that way, but it's actually more accessible than you might think, especially for those who really value, you know, data privacy and control. Having your own instance gives you complete control over your data, your security, and customization options. You're not relying on third-party providers. You don't have to worry about, you know, your information being stored on someone else's servers.
Yeah, that's a really good point, especially in today's world where data security is, you know, so important. Let's say our listener is kind of curious about the technical side of things, like, you know, how Etherpad works. Can we peek behind the curtain a little bit?
Of course. Even if you're not a developer, I think it's fascinating to understand, you know, what makes this real-time magic possible.
I agree. It helps you appreciate the, you know, the complexity behind something that we often take for granted.
Yeah.
So what is powering Etherpad?
At its core, Etherpad uses Node.js. That's a very popular technology for building, you know, fast and scalable web applications. And that kind of gives you a hint as to how Etherpad is able to handle so many users at the same time.
And what about the code itself? What language is it written in?
Etherpad is built with TypeScript, which is known for having a very robust code structure. And this is a really good sign in terms of, you know, reliability and maintainability. The platform is less likely to have bugs, and it's easier to update and improve over time.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Especially for those who might be considering, you know, hosting their own instance. Now, I also noticed that Etherpad has this whole ecosystem of plugins, which sounds really exciting for, you know, customization.
Yeah. There's a dedicated plugin site, and there's even a wiki article that goes into detail about how to create your own plugin. So it's a fantastic resource for anyone looking to, you know, really extend Etherpad's functionality and tailor it to their specific needs.
This open source approach is pretty fantastic. You know, it allows for this community-driven development process, which often leads to some really innovative solutions. But before we get too deep into the technical weeds here, let's take a step back and consider the bigger picture here. How does all of this come together to, you know, benefit the average user?
That's a great question, and I think the answer really lies in the transformative power of real-time collaboration. You know, in a world where we have more and more remote work and distributed teams are very common, tools like Etherpad are essential for breaking down communication barriers and fostering a sense of shared purpose. It's really about enabling teams to work together more efficiently, creatively, and effectively, regardless of location.
That makes a lot of sense. It's not just about speed and convenience. It's about creating this more, you know, connected and collaborative work environment. And on that note, we'll be back with part two of this deep dive, where we'll explore even more fascinating aspects of Etherpad. So stay tuned.
Welcome back to our deep dive into Etherpad. You know, we've laid the groundwork, but now it's time to really get into the, you know, the heart of what makes Etherpad so unique. And I think a good place to start is with this algorithm that we touched upon earlier called EasySync.
Right. You mentioned it's kind of the secret sauce behind Etherpad's, you know, real-time collaboration capabilities. Mm. Can you break that down a bit further for us?
Absolutely. So EasySync is it's a really innovative piece of technology. Traditional document editing, you know, relies on saving changes sequentially. It's almost like, imagine you're passing a document around a table and each person is adding their edits one after another.
Right. And if two people are trying to edit at the same time, it can get really messy really fast.
Exactly. And EasySync just works completely differently. So instead of, you know, saving the entire document every time someone makes a change, it tracks changes on a character by character basis.
Oh, wow. So it's like having a microscope, you know, focused on each individual keystroke.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. And because each change is tracked so precisely, you can have multiple users editing simultaneously without overwriting each other's work. It's really like, you know, having this shared brain where everyone's ideas can flow seamlessly and instantly.
That's incredible. So it sounds like it would be amazing for, you know, brainstorming sessions or even like collaborative writing projects where you need to capture everyone's input in real time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, there's another benefit to this granular approach. With EasySync, you can actually track the entire history of a document.
So you can see like who made what changes, when, and even like revert back to previous versions if need.
Exactly. So this level of version control, you know, it's invaluable, especially when you're talking about, you know, collaborative writing, editing, brainstorming. You can trace the evolution of ideas, see how individual contributions shape the final product, and really make sure that everyone's voice is heard and acknowledged.
This all sounds fantastic, but let's talk about accessibility for a moment. Mm-hmm. You know, we know Etherpad is available in over 100 languages, but what about people who might have different needs when it comes to using technology?
That's a crucial point. And I'm happy to say that Etherpad has a, you know, really strong commitment to accessibility. Mm. The platform is designed to be usable by people with a wide range of disabilities, you know, whether it's visual, auditory, motor impairments.
So things like keyboard navigation, screen reader compatibility, and customizable font sizes are all, you know, built in.
Absolutely. And the Etherpad community is constantly working to improve accessibility even further. They're very committed to making the platform inclusive and usable for everyone.
That's fantastic to hear. It really speaks to that community-driven spirit behind open source projects. So we've talked a lot about, you know, the technical underpinnings, but let's bring it back to the real world for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us some examples of how, you know, people are actually using Etherpad to like enhance collaboration in their everyday lives?
Yeah. The possibilities are really endless. Like imagine, you know, a team of journalists, they're working on a breaking news story. With Etherpad, they can co-write and edit the article in real time and that ensures accuracy and speed. Or, you know, picture a group of students collaborating on a research paper. They can share ideas, draft different sections, provide feedback, all within the same document.
It sounds like it would be a game changer for businesses as well, right?
Yeah.
You can have, like, you know, teams working on project proposals, presentations, even just meeting notes. In a truly collaborative way.
Yeah, and it's not just about efficiency either. It's about fostering a more engaged and collaborative work culture. You know, when team members feel like they can easily contribute their ideas and see those ideas reflected in the final product, it creates a sense of, you know, ownership and shared accomplishment.
Yeah, which can lead to better outcomes, more innovative solutions, and ultimately a happier and more productive team overall. And earlier we talked about, you know, hosting your own Etherpad instance, and I think some of our listeners might be wondering how difficult that actually is.
Yeah, it's a valid concern, but I want to assure you it's much easier than you might think, especially with tools like Docker. There are very comprehensive guides and tutorials available online, and the Etherpad community is always there to, you know, provide support if you get stuck.
That's good to hear. And what about security? Is it safe to host, you know, sensitive information on your own instance?
Security is, you know, absolutely paramount. And Etherpad offers a number of features that help protect your data. You can set up password protection, restrict access to specific users, even encrypt your communications.
So you have a lot of control over, you know, who can see and edit your documents and how that data is protected.
Exactly. And because you're hosting the instance yourself, you have complete control over your data. So, you know, you're not relying on third-party providers. You don't have to worry about data breaches or, you know, privacy concerns.
That peace of mind is invaluable, especially for businesses or, you know, organizations that are handling confidential information. So this has been a fascinating deep dive into Etherpad so far. You know, we've explored its real-time magic, its commitment to accessibility, and even the possibilities of self-hosting.
And we're not done yet. In the final part of this deep dive, we're going to delve into this exciting world of Etherpad plugins. We'll explore some advanced customization options, and I'm going to leave you with some thought-provoking questions to consider.
Sounds great. We'll be right back after a quick message. All right, and we're back for the final part of our Etherpad deep dive. You know, we've covered a lot of ground from real-time collaboration to self-hosting, but now I think it's time to kind of unleash the true power of Etherpad, and that is customization.
Yeah, customization through plugins.
Right.
That massive library of plugins that we talked about earlier.
Over 290 plugins, if I recall correctly.
That's right. And that just, I mean, that speaks volumes about how vibrant the community is and how they're constantly innovating and expanding on Etherpad's, you know, capabilities. And these plugins can do everything. You can tweak the appearance, integrate it with other tools. You can even add video conferencing features.
So you can really, like, tailor Etherpad to fit your specific workflow, your specific needs. It's almost like building your own, like, personalized collaborative workspace.
Yeah, exactly. You're creating a unique environment that perfectly matches, you know, your team's style and the requirements for whatever you're working on.
Well, give us some examples. Like, what are some cool plugins that our listeners might want to check out?
Well, if you're a fan of Markdown, there's a plugin that lets you write in Markdown syntax, and then it seamlessly converts it to rich text within the editor. There are also plugins, you know, if you're more of a visual learner, where you can embed images, videos, other media directly into your documents.
I can see that being incredibly useful for, you know, presentations or brainstorming sessions or even just making your notes more engaging and interactive.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you're working with, let's say, mathematical formulas or scientific notation, there are plugins for that as well. So, I mean, really, the possibilities for customization are pretty much endless.
And don't forget about that plugin wiki article we mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. It's a fantastic resource for, you know, finding, installing, and even learning how to create your own plugins.
It's a testament to, you know, that open source spirit of Etherpad. It really creates this culture of sharing, collaboration, and, you know, continuous improvement. Everyone's kind of contributing to making the platform better.
Yeah. So we've gone from exploring, you know, the magic of real-time editing to understanding the power of self-hosting, and now diving into this world of plugins, it feels like we've unlocked a whole new level of collaborative potential here.
And I think it's important to step back and, you know, consider the broader impact of this. Etherpad isn't just a tool, right? It's a philosophy. It's about embracing transparency, breaking down silos, and really fostering a collaborative approach to work and creativity.
And in today's world where, you know, everything is so interconnected and rapid development is key, those qualities are more valuable than ever.
Yeah. So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with a bit of a challenge. Think about your own workflow, your collaborative processes. Where are the pain points? Where are the opportunities for improvement? How could real-time collaboration using a tool like Etherpad really transform the way you work and create?
That's a fantastic question for our listeners to consider. And remember, this is just the beginning of, you know, your Etherpad journey. You can explore the links in our show notes, experiment with the platform. Don't be afraid to, you know, dive into that vast world of plugins.
And if you're feeling inspired to contribute to the Etherpad community, whether it's, you know, developing new plugins or simply sharing your experiences and ideas, don't hesitate to jump in.
The open source world thrives on passionate individuals who are eager to share their knowledge and contribute to something, you know, bigger than themselves.
Well said.
This brings us to the end of our deep dive into Etherpad. Big thank you to our sponsor, SafeServer, for supporting this episode and their expertise in digital transformation and hosting. Be sure to visit them at www.safeserver.de to learn more.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep collaborating, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
We'll see you on the next deep dive.